This is CPR News. I'm Vic Vella. Two Republican statewide candidates who lost their primaries are still pushing for a recount despite losing by wide margins. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Secretary of State candidate Tina Peters and U.S. Senate candidate Ron Hanks have already asked for a hand recount once. Colorado provided a cost estimate and said the candidates would be required to foot the bill, money Hanks and Peters didn't pay by the deadline. The Secretary of State's office says nothing has changed since their first request for a recount, and that even if Colorado did do a recount, the rules require the state to use scanning machines. Hanks and Peters both made unsupported claims about fraud in the 2020 election, central parts of their campaigns. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
JetBlue says it's reached a deal to buy Spirit Airlines for $3.8 billion. The announcement follows a breakdown in talks between Spirit and Denver's Frontier Airlines. Spirit had recommended its shareholders approve a lower offer from Frontier, but they never got to an actual deal. If approved by federal regulators, the JetBlue-Spirit merger will create the nation's fifth largest airline. Cattle ranchers are on high alert after some animals in Sedgwick County died from anthrax earlier this month. It's the first time in 10 years that anthrax has been confirmed among cattle in Colorado. The disease spreads through bacterial spores, which can lie dormant in the soil until they're disturbed by things like storms or grazing. The risk to humans is low unless they're directly exposed. COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to plateau. That's according to state data released Wednesday. Right now, there's more than 300 people in the hospital with COVID. That's a number that's hovered above the 300 mark since mid-June. And the vast majority of those in the hospital are unvaccinated. Cooler temperatures across the state. This is CPR News.